I believe in Santa Claus. In second grade, I was walking outside with my friend Eliza. It was December and Christmas was approaching. Unprompted, Eliza sassily said with a toothy grin, "My mom told me that Santa does not exist." I had heard of these ludicrous rumors before, yet I still did not admit that they could possibly be true. That day, when I went home, I asked my mom if Santa actually existed. "Of course he exists," I remember her saying. "If Santa doesn't exist, then who fills the stockings, eats the cookies, and drinks the milk?" This is plenty my little self needed to hear to be satisfied. I concluded that my mother answered this dreaded question of every parent correctly. Now, of course, I do not truly believe that a rosy-cheeked man with a long white beard flies on a sleigh driven by enchanted reindeer, parks on the roofs of houses and squeezes down chimneys to fill stockings and place presents underneath the decked-out tree, but I believe that Santa's influence is everywhere in my life. Ever since I was a toddler, my mother has read to me a special letter. This letter was written in 1897 by an editor of the New York Sun to a little girl. The girl had written a letter to the newspaper asking if Santa was real. The editor of the newspaper replied to her and told her how Santa does exist, even if he might not be visible. In this letter, he wrote, "How dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus? There would be no childlike faith, then. No poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. The external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished." I agree that Santa exists as much as all the other intangible joys of life. Love, hope, and emotion cannot be seen, but they can still be felt, and those feelings create the beauty and allurance the world has to offer. I believe that Santa Claus continues to be sensed as a source of hope and desiring for there to be an unknown power that spreads joy. The thought of there being no Santa does not only make young children sad and unimaginative, but also teenagers like myself. I believe that parents should keep their children believing in Santa for as long as possible. Even I, at the age of 14, wishes to still believe in Santa Claus. The possibility that there could be another realm of magic comforts the minds of children and makes youth a place of innocence and fanciful dreams. I believe that I need dreams to keep me striving for something better in life. Santa is that dream for children and me all around the world.